to catch the most wanted man in West Tennessee. If you let me write the book, open the hood and take a look, I promise it.
¿Qué estás haciendo?
Estoy escuchando a Wony 90.9 FM.
Si es Wony, tiene que ser bueno.
Beep, beep.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that split second, her life changes forever. The toll of breast cancer is great. The need to support those who are battling the disease today is even greater. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime. United by hope, we can end breast cancer. Join our fight. Save lives.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, September 15th, join the Activities Council for Club Feud, happening from 9 to 10:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, head down to the Red Dragon Theater for some Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Student Fashion Society for their first general body meeting, happening from 7 to 8:15 p.m. in IRC 1. Also happening on Wednesday is another round of Club Feud. Head on down to the ballroom from 9 to 10:30 p.m. On Thursday, join the Office of Equity and Inclusion for a film screening of American Agitators, happening from 6 to 9 p.m. in the Great Room in Lee Hall. On Friday, be sure to join Activities Council for their general body meeting, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Hunt Union in the Leather Stock Room. On Friday, join Faculty Opportunities for a Friday social hour at the Muddy River, happening from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. for faculty at the Muddy River Tap Room in Oneonta. On Saturday, join the Activities Council for their show of Saturday Soundscape, Selena, the Last Concert, live from the Astrodome, happening from 8 to 9 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. This has been your Wony Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week and be sure to keep it locked.
Good morning, everyone. It is DJ Nuss from Mark 2. DJ Nuss from Mark 2 with What's in Your Pocket. Rocking and rolling here on Thursday, September 18th. We got an exciting morning this morning. In a minute or so, I'm going to be playing the fourth and final part of my presentation of Orson Welles' 1938 reading of War and the Worlds, which was originally aired in 38 on October 30th. At 8 p.m., so we're going to be finishing that up. At 8:30, Cassandra Miller, author of The Townie, which is a local paper, online paper, I believe. We'll ask her when she's here about all the to-dos going on in the greater Oneonta area, which is awesome. And then I'm extending my show into the 9 o'clock hour where Allison Collins is going to come on and read some of her poetry, and we're going to discuss a little bit of it as well. Talk to her about all things Allison. And then at that point, I'm going to go get some coffee, and I'm going to drive to New York City and go see Wet Leg with some friends at the Brooklyn Paramount. It's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to my Thursday. But once again, I'm going to start here. Here we go. War of the Worlds, Part 4. Don't freak out, yo.
Two days I wander in a vague northerly direction through a desolate world. Finally, I notice a living creature. A small red squirrel in a beech tree. I stare at him and wonder. He stares back at me. I believe at that moment the animal and I shared the same emotion. The joy of finding another living being. Push on north, I find dead cows in a brackish field, and beyond the charred ruins of a dairy and a silo, main standing guard over the wasteland like a lighthouse, deserted by the sea. Astride the silo perches a weathercock. The arrow points north. North. Next day, I come to a city. City vaguely familiar in its contours, yet its buildings strangely dwarfed and leveled off as if a giant had sliced off its highest towers with a capricious sweep of his hand. Reached the outskirts, I found Newark. Newark, undemolished but humbled by some whim of the advancing Martians. Presently, with an odd feeling of being watched, I caught sight of something crouching in a doorway. I made a step towards it, and it rose up and became a man. Man armed with a large knife.
Stop! Where do you come from?
I come from many places. A long time ago, from Princeton.
Princeton, huh? That's near Grover's Mill.
Yes.
Grover's Mill. There's no food here. This is my country. All this end of town down the river. There's only food for one. Which way are you going?
I don't know. I guess I'm looking for people.
Hey, what was that? Did you hear something just then?
No. Only a bird. A live bird.
Yeah. You get to know that birds have shadows these days. Say, we're in the open here. Let's crawl in this doorway here and talk.
Have you seen any Martians?
No. They're going over to New York. Night, the sky's alive with their lights, just as if people were still living in it. By daylight, you can't see them. 5 days ago, a couple of them carried something big across the flats from the airport. I think they're learning how to fly.
Fly?
Yeah, fly.
Then it's all over with humanity. Stranger, there's still you and I. Two of us left.
Yeah. They got themselves in solid. They wrecked the greatest country in the world. Those green stars, they're probably falling somewhere every night. They've only lost one machine. There isn't anything to do. We're done. We're licked.
Where were you? You're in a uniform.
Yeah, what's left of it. I was in the militia. National Guard. That's good. There wasn't any war. Any more than there's war between men and ants.
Yes, but we're eatable ants. I found that out. What'll they do to us?
I've thought it all out. Right now, we're caught as we're wanted. A Martian only has to go a few miles to get a crowd on the run. But they won't keep on doing that. They'll begin catching us systematic, like keeping the best and storing us in cages and things. They haven't begun on us yet.
Not begun?
Not begun. All that's happened so far is because we don't have sense enough to keep quiet. Bothering them with guns and such stuff and losing our heads and rushing off in crowds. Now, instead of our rushing around blind, we got to fix ourselves up according to the way things are now. Cities, nations, civilization, progress.
Yes, but if that's so, what is there to live for?
Well, there won't be any more concerts for a million years or so and no nice little dinners at restaurants. If it's amusement you're after, I guess the game's up.
What is there left?
Life, that's what. I want to live. Yeah, and so do you. We're not going to be exterminated. And I don't mean to be caught either. Tamed and fattened and bred like an ox.
What are you going to do?
I'm going on. Right under their feet. I got a plan. We men as men, we're finished. We don't know enough. We got to learn plenty before we got a chance. We've got to live and keep free what we learn, see? I've thought it all out, see?
Well, tell me the rest.
Well, it isn't all of us that are made for wild beasts. That's what it got to, that's what it got to be. That's why I watched you. Watched you. All those little office workers that used to live in these houses, they'd be no good. They haven't any stuff in them. They used to run. Run off to work. I've seen hundreds of them running to catch their commuter's train in the morning, afraid they'd get canned if they didn't. Running back at night, afraid they wouldn't be in time for dinner. Lives insured and a little invested in case of accidents. Yeah, and on Sundays, worried about the hereafter. Well, the Martians, they'll be a godsend for those guys. Nice roomy cages, good food, careful breeding, no worries. Yeah, after a week or so of chasing around the fields on empty stomachs, they'll come and be glad to be caught.
You've thought it all out, haven't you?
Sure, you bet I have. That isn't all. These Martians are going to make pets of some of them. Train them to do tricks. Who knows, get sentimental over the pet boy who grew up and had to be killed. Yeah, and some maybe. They'll train to hunt us.
Oh, no, it's impossible. Human.
Yes, race. They will. There's men who do it gladly. If one of them ever comes after me, by...
In the meantime, you and I and others like us, where are we to live when the Martians own the Earth?
I got it all figured out. We'll live underground. I've been thinking about the sewers. Under New York, there are miles and miles of them. The main ones, they're big enough for anybody. Then there's cellars, vaults, underground storerooms, railway tunnels, subways. You begin to see, huh? We'll get a bunch of strong men together. No weaklings. That rubbish, out.
As you meant me to go.
Well, right. Give you a chance, didn't I?
Won't quarrel about that. Go on.
Well, we gotta make safe places for us to stay in, see? Get all the books we can. Science books. That's where men like you come in, see? We raid the museums. We'll even spy on the Martians. May not be so much we have to learn before... Listen. Just imagine this. Four or five of their own fighting machines suddenly start off. Heat rays right and left. Not a Martian in them. Not a Martian in them, see? But men. Men who've learned the way how. May even in our time. Gee. Imagine having one of them lovely things with a heat ray wide and free. We'd turn it on Martians. We'd turn it on men. We'd bring everybody down on their knees.
That's your plan.
Yeah. You. Me. A few more of us. We'd own the world.
I see.
Hey. Hey, what's the matter? Where are you going?
Not to your world. Bye, stranger. Well, after parting with the artillerymen, I came at last to the Holland Tunnel, entered that silent tube, anxious to know the fate of the great city on the other side of the Hudson. Cautiously, I came out of the tunnel and made my way up Canal Street. Reached 14th Street, and there again were black powder and several bodies and an evil... ominous smell from the gratings of the cellars of some of the houses. I wandered up through the 30s and 40s. Stood alone on Times Square. Caught sight of a lean dog running down 7th Avenue with a piece of dark brown meat in his jaws and a pack of starving mongrels at his heels. Made a wide circle around me as though he feared I might prove a fresh competitor. Walked up Broadway in the direction of that strange powder... past silent shop windows, displaying their mute wares to empty sidewalks. Past the Capitol Theater, silent, dark. Past a shooting gallery where a row of empty guns faced an arrested line of wooden ducks. Near Columbus Circle, I noticed models of 1939 motor cars in the showrooms facing empty streets. Over the top of the General Motors building, I watched a flock of black birds circling in the sky. Hurried on. Suddenly, I caught sight of the hood of a Martian machine standing somewhere in Central Park, gleaming in the late afternoon sun. An insane idea. I rushed recklessly across Columbus Circle and into the park. I climbed a small hill above the pond at 60th Street, and from there I could see standing in a silent row along the mall 19 of those great metal titans, their cowls empty, their steel arms hanging listlessly by their sides. I looked in vain for the monsters that inhabit those machines. Suddenly, my eyes were attracted to the immense flock of black birds that hovered directly below me. They circled to the ground. And there before my eyes, stark and silent, lay the Martians with the hungry birds pecking and tearing brown shreds of flesh from their dead bodies. Later, when their bodies were examined in laboratories, it was found that they were killed by the putrefactive and disease bacteria against which their systems were unprepared. plain, after all, man's defenses had failed by the humblest thing that God, his wisdom, has put upon this earth. Before the cylinder fell, there was a general persuasion that through all the deep of space, no life existed beyond the petty surface of our minute sphere. Now we see further. Dim and wonderful is the vision I've conjured up in my mind of life spreading slowly from this little seedbed of the solar system throughout the inanimate vastnesses of sidereal space, but it's a remote dream. Maybe. Maybe that the destruction of the Martians is only a reprieve to them and not to us. The future ordained, perhaps. How strange it now seems to sit in my peaceful study at Princeton, writing down this last chapter of the record, begun at a deserted farm in Grover's Mill. Strange to watch children playing in the streets. Strange to see young people strolling on the green where the new spring grass heals the last black scars of a bruised earth. Strange to watch the sightseers enter the museum where the dissembled parts of a Martian machine are kept on public view. Strange when I recall the time when I first saw it. Bright and clean cut, hard and silent under the dawn of that last great day. This is Orson Welles, ladies and gentlemen. Out of character, to assure you that the War of the Worlds has no further significance than as the holiday offering it was intended to be. The Mercury Theater's own radio version of dressing up in a sheet and jumping out of a bush and saying boo. Starting now, we couldn't soap all your windows and steal all your garden gates by tomorrow night, so we did the best next thing. We annihilated the world before your very ears and utterly destroyed the CBS. You will be relieved, I hope, to learn that we didn't mean it and that both institutions are still open for business. So goodbye, everybody, and remember, please, for the next day or so, the terrible lesson you learned tonight. That grinning, glowing, globular invader of your living room is an inhabitant of the pumpkin patch, and if your doorbell rings and nobody's there, that was no Martian. It's Halloween. Tonight, the Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations coast to coast has brought you The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells, the 17th in its weekly series of dramatic broadcasts featuring Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air. Next week, we present a dramatization of three famous short stories. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. Thank you.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is it good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no. I can take you high. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a six-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire.
This is a number recorded one time by the one and only Mr. Elmo James. I'm gonna get up in the morning. I believe I've dusted my broom.
head and let your heart decide. It's so easy when you know the rules. It's so easy. All you have to do is fall in love. Play the game. Everybody play the game of love. Light another cigarette and let yourself go. This is your life. Don't play hard to get. It's a free world. All you have to do is fall in love. Play the game. Everybody play the game.
DJ Nosfer, Mark II. Hey, how's everybody doing there in Radio Land? We have a special guest right now on What's in Your Pocket, Cassandra Miller of Oneonta fame and also in Baltimore, right?
Yes.
Baltimore fame as well, is here to talk to us about who she is, what she does, and things of Oneonta happenings. So, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's interesting talking to people because I have to look over.
I know. I'm like, hi.
Like, hello. Yeah. I have to look over this computer screen. There could be a better way to do this. But either way, I'll look this way. So, could you tell us a little bit about yourself to begin with and your relation to Oneonta and the school and what you do and so forth?
Yeah. So I am actually a lecturer at SUNY Oneonta. I teach in the Communication and Media Studies Department. And I am mostly, this year I'm teaching all interviewing classes. So just working with students about different skills, about how to come up with questions, how to respond to questions, which is really fun.
And important.
And important.
Yes.
So this semester is going really well. And students are about to be out in the community in Oneonta interviewing different people. So they have to find a local expert and learn about what they do.
That's amazing. I didn't even know we had interview classes, and I should know this because of being in the communications thing. But
yeah,
that's fantastic. And how long have you been teaching up at the school for?
I started teaching. I moved back to Oneonta in 2019 from Baltimore, and I didn't know I'd be here forever, but I'm here forever now. And so I started teaching in 2019 in the English department, and then I've been pretty much here ever since. And in addition, I have a marketing and public relations agency that I mostly work with arts and culture organizations, helping them promote what they're doing and helping them with their communication strategy.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
It's funny that you said that you didn't know you'd be here forever, but I find like people leave and then they just come back. It's Oneonta is one of these places. You just come back and then you're here.
I love it. I think it's such a good quality of life and you can do so many cool things. Like you can respond to a social media post and be like, yeah, I want to go on your radio show. So
exactly.
That's fun. And another thing I do is weekly, I write a Substack newsletter called Townie, which is a roundup of just lots of fun, cool things happening in the Oneonta area, usually within like a half an hour drive. Because when I came back here, there wasn't like a central place that you could find that information. So this is kind of like my community service that you can also subscribe to and support it with money, but you can subscribe to it for free too and get in your inbox every week.
Awesome. So let me ask, here's a couple questions. So I remember there was something in the, like a separate kind of paper that was maybe distributed from the Daily Star that you used to.
Yeah. So I lived in Oneonta 15 years ago for a few years, and I was the community editor at the Daily Star. And then how I met you is that I started this alt weekly that the Daily Star published weekly, and I interviewed you and Darcy Gibson about the Zappa Band.
That is correct. What was the name of this?
That was called The Scene.
That's right. Okay, now I'm remembering.
And that was like one of the most fun jobs I've ever had because I got to design this publication and then just work with a bunch of different writers and photographers and just cover cool stuff in the area. So I feel like Townie is a little bit doing something similar, just on a different scale.
Yes. Yeah, that was really awesome. I remember when that, I was sad when it went away.
Yeah.
And what year did that start again?
That was, I started that in 2010 and ran it for a couple of years. And then I moved to Baltimore.
And then you moved to Baltimore.
And did stuff in PR and marketing there. And then I also was an entertainment editor at the Washington Post. So I was doing
amazing
music and theater and movie stuff there.
Super cool. And before you tell us about all the to-dos and stuff like that, can you tell us how to access Townie and where? Is it physical? Is it just online? Is it in my face? Is it knocking on my door?
It's just online. It's a little bit. So I could do more promotion for my own thing, but it's Substack. So that's a popular platform for newsletters, and the name on Substack, it's Townie, Townie.Townie. Townie.Substack.com. And if you search Townie Oneonta, it should pop up also.
Okay.
Or like Townie NY, it should be a top thing, and it says my name. But yeah, you just pop in there. You can read it. You can read it online, or you can subscribe to the newsletter. So the newsletters, they all live on this website too, but you can also get them right in your email every Wednesday.
That's amazing. And Substack is free?
It can be free, yeah.
It can be free, okay.
So you can decide if you want to subscribe, you can subscribe for free, or I think a subscription is like $6 a month or something, and that mostly funds me, like, buying tickets to shows and things so that I can cover it on social media.
This is amazing. First, I do not have a subscription to this, so I'm going to be looking at this today.
You were featured last week. You were one of my top picks last week.
Oh, my God.
Or, like, August 27th.
I need to be getting on here. Okay, so I'm terrible as well. Look at me being terrible. But I'm going to I just went online and looked at this. It looks like you can get the app, Substack. I recommend everybody that's listening to the show right now to go do this now. Do it now.
Thanks.
What else are you doing with your life right now besides maybe working or drinking coffee?
That's mostly what I do. I mostly work and drink coffee.
Oh, I was talking to the general audience that they should go do this, but
oh, yeah, but
I was like, what are you doing Mark, with your life?
Mark, I just told you some other things I do with my life, but yes.
I was telling everybody else in Radio Land, oh, what are you doing right now with your life? You should be going and getting Substack and then giving tons of money, all of your money,
yeah, you should.
To Cassandra Miller so she can go see shows.
Yes, and also, like, I should be promoting this so people know about it. But, like, I called it Townie because I am a proud Townie, yay. And I wanted to reclaim that word as a positive thing and kind yeah. of like people who just want to take advantage of living here because there's so much going on and it's an awesome community and so many people are doing cool things. So it's like, yes, let's go out to these events that people are putting together and just connect with each other like human beings.
100%. And it's funny how you brought that up with, like, people. I think a lot of times when people say, oh, that person's a townie, it's sometimes it's this derogatory, like,
yes.
term, which is crazy. It's just like, oh, that person's, like, a bad person because they are.
No, townies are good.
Townies are awesome, right?
Yes.
And they come in all varieties, shapes,
yes.
sizes, and awesomeness.
Yeah, like I've lived many places. I've lived in New York and Baltimore and Boston and in Italy and Czech Republic and New Zealand. And Oneonta is one of my favorite places. And
amazing.
I consider myself a townie who has seen many different types of communities and have learned that Oneonta is awesome.
That's great. I was talking to somebody the other day, it was definitely online, about they were saying something about like, oh, well, our country, something about the country just being like, oh, this country is the best at whatever XYZ. And I was like, well, have you been to any other countries? And they were like, no. And I was like, well, it's hard to make not saying that everything isn't great, you know, or
yeah.
bad, or not giving any opinion on that, just saying that. An informed opinion is a good opinion.
Yeah.
And going and exploring other countries and other areas to see how those people do things with all aspects of their life is a really important thing for people before making a decision necessarily that something is the best or whatever. But,
yes.
You know, I guess that's just my little piece for the day.
Yeah.
In terms of go explore things and find out. But since you've lived everywhere in the world except for Greenland, and you say Oneonta is awesome, I'm going to believe you.
Great.
That's
yeah.
right. So with that all being said, could you tell us about some current events or things coming up very soon that we can go and enjoy in this area?
Yeah. So every week, Townie comes out on Wednesdays. So I kind of cherry pick the best stuff that's happening Wednesday through Tuesday that week. And knowing that I was coming on the show, I kind of picked out five events that are happening this week that I thought were interesting and really cool and wanted to share with people. It's the start of kind of the fall concert season for a lot of organizations in the area. And a couple of the really best concert organizations are Cooperstown Concerts. They do super cool shows throughout the year, and they do them at really fun venues like the Fenimore Farm or at the Otisaga. There was like a Gymkhana show last year, which was really fun.
That's right. I remember that.
And their first concert of the season is this Sunday, and it's kind of a bluegrass Americana type vibe with a couple of acts, Follow the Muse and Lauren and LJ Barragar.
Okay.
And, it's a really great thing that our community has. And living in Oneonta, going just the 30 minutes to Cooperstown, it's like this is very manageable, but you also get like a different vibe there. And then another organization that is having its first concert of the season this weekend is the Catskill Symphony Orchestra, which it's very cool that Oneonta has a professional symphony orchestra.
Yeah, and for a long time.
For a long time. I think like 75 years.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. And they've always had like a relationship with SUNY Oneonta too. SUNY Oneonta
yes.
gives them an office space and
correct.
Hosts at least like one concert a year. But other concerts, they perform at Foothills. And this concert on Saturday is Iconic Legends. With
ooh.
A featured pianist, Mark Migo, And something cool about the Catskill Symphony Orchestra is that there is a very generous donor who makes it possible for students of all ages, to see every show for free.
And that's amazing.
It's amazing. Its general admission tickets are $45, but students can go for free. And younger students, so students in high school and younger, if they bring an adult chaperone with them, the adults can come for $10.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And amazing.
It is, yeah. So I'm trying to think of what kids I can grab this weekend to go and go for like $10. But
and the time and place of this is?
This is at Foothills on Saturday, September 20th at 7:30.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm just going through here. So there are a couple festivals to kind of get you in the mood for fall this weekend. The Sharon Springs Harvest Festival is a big festival that takes over the whole town of Sharon Springs, which is this charming, idyllic little village in Schoharie County.
Yes.
Famous for kind of like the Beekman boys.
The Beekman. Yeah, that's right. The Beekman is there.
And they have vendors all up and down this little village on Saturday and Sunday, where you can find all different types of handmade items. Like, I think I got soap and hand towels and a candle and then some like coffee there last year. And it was just a fun, nice community event. And another festival that's happening is the Garlic Festival in Milford.
Yeah.
And so you can just get really delicious stinky breath with delicious garlic, and that's Saturday.
It's a good place to go on a first date.
It's great. Yeah,
if you can deal with that,
be like, oh, I still like you with bad breath. Yay.
That's right.
So, and then there's a couple other events I wanted to highlight. There is a tampon fundraiser party.
This is incredible. Tell
Unadilla.
Us more.
The House of Consignment has been doing this for a few years, where they collect tampons and pads to donate to shelters and food banks. And while they're doing that, they also have live music and barbecue and games like bra pong. And
that is amazing. And such a great service also to the community.
It's such a great service. And there's a couple of other events like that, like Bigger Dreams Productions does vagina monologues every year, and I think that'll be happening in the spring. Again, we're there collecting feminine products, too, which is a need. And that is Saturday, September 20th from 4 to 7 in Unadilla.
Great.
And the last thing I wanted to highlight was an event that's happening tonight, Thursday, September 18th at 7:30 at Kano, which is right downtown. And it is the first of the Writer's Salon series, where Kano invites writers from the region to come do readings and talk about their work and maybe give some tips. And the writers who are going to be there tonight are Shannon Delaney, Jim Loudon, and Jennifer Donahue. And they're going to be talking about self-publishing and giving tips on how to do that and doing some readings from their work.
Very cool. Are those three people that are going to be there, are all three of them local?
That's a great question. You know how you can find out is by going to the event and hearing them talk. Yes. I know, I should have. I'm looking at their the poster right now, and it doesn't say any information about their events, but their photos are there. They all look lovely and interesting.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool, and I like how you tried to get people to go by.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. How wonderful. What some of these, if I was, let's see, if I was going to do one of these things, what would I do? I try to see at least one musical show a week,
mm-hmm.
and I'm already doing that. Now, it's not a local thing. I'm going to New York City to see Wet Leg tonight, which is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a hard decision if I was going to do any of these things, but only because I love the garlic, I would probably go to the garlic festival out of all five of those. I think that would be my one. If I could make all five, I would totally do it. But
yeah.
The garlic,
it's at Woodbill, in kind of like...
Oh, it's at Woodbill?
Woodbill Antiques in that lawn next to it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think I've been... They do this annually, right?
It's the 25th annual
okay.
this
so I have been to this before.
Nice.
Yes, I've totally been. Because I go to Wood Bowl every once in a while. Wood Bowl's amazing,
too. It's so cool.
It's crazy
in
that building.
It's like an art
installation. Yeah, no, it's totally nuts.
Also, this weekend is Hartwick College's True Blue Weekend.
Oh, that's right.
I know you're a part of.
Yes, I graduated from Hartwick in 1997. So I'm playing there Friday night from 8 to 10 up on top of the, somewhere by Brzee. And the best part about this, although it's awesome, is whatever, but there is a s'mores bar happening at the...
What?
Yeah, no, it was kind of like reminded me of, like, I don't want to say make light of it, but, you know, the Spinal Tap moment where it's like, oh, I told them to put our name above the puppet show, but it was like, when they were like, oh, by the way, you're going to be playing, oh, and there's a s'mores bar, I was like... sold on even
okay.
just being part of the thing. They're like, we're going to feed you, and there's free s'mores of
That's
multiple
amazing.
Varieties. That's insane.
Both of my parents went to Hartwick College, and that's kind of why we're here. They moved to Oneonta from their respective places. So
very cool.
It's a big weekend for them. And then my brother went to SUNY Oneonta.
Oh, awesome. See, yeah, you are very, very rooted here.
Very rooted, yeah.
Super cool. Well, I want to thank you for coming on, Cassandra Miller, because you're awesome. And I think we were trying to plan on every Thursday, right?
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Great. That'd be awesome. So anyone who listens in, if you check out 8:30 every Thursday, Cassandra will be coming in and giving us the weekly what's to do around the Oneonta area, or at least a top five pick thing. And her online personification for this is called Townie. Is it the Townie or just Townie?
No, just Townie.
Townie. And this can be accessed through Substack, the app Substack, which you can get.
You don't have to have the app, though. You can just pull it up on your browser.
Okay, great. And if you go on there and search Townie Oneonta,
it's Townie NY.
Townie NY, you should be able to find it relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also donate a bunch of money there as well.
Well, you can. You can just
Venmo me. Or you could Venmo Cassandra all of your money.
Yeah, but it's $6 a month for a subscription, or you can be a free subscriber.
That's right. If you donate $130 within the next 20 minutes, we can get her a ticket and I can drag her to the wet leg show tonight.
Oh, yes. Yeah, do that.
The resale's like $130 for like
wow.
a ticket on it. It's sold out in like a minute.
Wow, they're awesome.
They are awesome. But, you know,
they're Australian or?
They are from the Isle of Wight.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Great.
Which I believe is in the UK area, right? Is that where the Isle of Wight is? Should I know this, right? Oh, you have a computer.
I do have a computer.
You're smart.
Where is it?
I have like five computers in front of me and none of them are on.
It's the second most populous English island.
There we go. So I guess it is part of the UK.
South Coast, UK.
Okay, very cool.
All right, it showed up. I first heard them because it showed up on a Spotify playlist that was like Australian pop music.
Interesting.
And I was like, oh. But they're great. They're awesome.
I heard them because I'm a big fan of public radio.
Yeah,
so
me too.
When I'm in my car, if I'm not listening to something, you know, on my phone or whatever, I always put on either NPR or WONY. And during the pandemic, I was listening to NPR. Probably driving around being scared to talk to anybody. But I remember Chaise Longue came on there and I was like, this song is insane. And that's when I found out about them. I've been obsessed with them ever since. They have a new album called Moisturizer out now. That's fantastic.
I love the theme. But yes. Also, I just looked. They won a Grammy Award for Best Alternative Music Album.
What year was this?
I think recently.
Okay. That's
Let's
awesome.
See. 2023.
Okay, 2023. So two, I believe that first album was just the two women in there. One's Hester and the other is Rhiannon.
Let's see.
And
Rhiannon.
And they, I believe they wrote that entire first album. I know the members of that band are still together, like the band is still together. So I don't know about the writing credits for the new stuff, but they are awesome. All the live stuff I watched on TV from them being on certain shows and stuff like that have been amazing, and I'm really stoked to be able to see them tonight at the Brooklyn Paramount, which is a great venue, by the way.
So. And what a cool connection with your former student from here.
Yeah, so Sarah Waxberg, who graduated in the somewhere early 2000, between 2010 and 2000, maybe 16 or so, 17, she is one of the principal photographers for Live Nation in the city. So Live Nation covers a bunch of venues, I believe. What's the outside venue there at Rockaway? Maybe that's... Is it called Rockaway?
Let's see. The Rockaway Hotel?
No, it's like a big outdoor venue.
Okay.
It's huge. It's somewhere down there. I think, I can't remember the name of it. I don't know why I'm blanking on this.
I know, I'm trying to Google to
help out. But I think... Live Nation has its hands in a bunch of venues down there.
Mm-hmm.
MetLife maybe being one of them as well.
Wow.
With shows and stuff. But she does, like, photography for all these places. And one of her main hub is the Paramount. So it's very cool. I get to go and talk to her whenever I'm down there and whatever have you. So very cool. Well, I'm going to wrap this up because I have another guest coming in at a little after 9, Allison Collins, to read some poetry. So it's a very super fun morning for me to get to talk to all these wonderful people that I know. And I want everybody to be able to tune in next week at Thursday at 8:30 to learn more about what's going on. Thank you, Cassandra, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yes. Always a pleasure. And I'm going to, what am I going to leave everybody with? I don't know. Stan Getz? Am I playing some Stan Getz? I think so. Yeah. Girl from Ipanema, I believe.
Wonderful.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem e que passa, um doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? A beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
looks at the sea. She looks straight ahead, not at me.
Hey, this is Josh from Sad Night Dynamite, and you're listening to WONY in Oneonta, New York.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, September 15th, join...